Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a very, very hard worker, great coach. He's the defensive coordinator at Ole Miss, and he's Coach Wesley McGriff. He joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Certainly a long spring for you. And finishing it up in South Florida, you know this area as well as anybody. The talent, it's always a great place to come to check out some of the athletes. Talk about what it's been like for you this spring, getting the defense set at Ole Miss, and then looking for some of the kids for the future. Combining those two worlds is, I know it's really tough, but you got to pay attention to your football team first. As you alluded to before, and then you kind of check out recruiting. How do you balance that? I know that's kind of a tough job for us. Talk about that.
Well, I'll tell you, Larry, it's really not an exact science to it. It's kind of an art, and you kind of have to deal with it on a day-by-day basis. But, you know, what's really important is that you pay close attention to the guys that's on your campus, because you've made a commitment to nurture those guys both on the field and off the field, and make sure you see them through, you know, both academically and athletically. And then, you know, some of them will have some social issues. They love to sit down and talk with their coaches. So you have to be there for them. But at the same time, you have to do an outstanding job on making sure you strengthen the roster by getting out on the road, recruiting, forging relationships, you know, with high school coaches, with prospects and their family. And, you know, it's going to be a full-time job. And I will tell you this, if you don't love people, this is not a profession for you. I love it because I love traveling. I love meeting new people. And I love to see the guys grow and matriculate and become older. Now, not just better football players, but better young men. You know, we had a young man in the program this year, Breeland Speaks, who got drafted in the second round by Kansas City. And just watch his development over a year's time. I mean, that's what you get in the coaching for. And then you have an opportunity to get on the plane and fly down to South Florida and to a handful of talent. And listen, as you know, you can go in every corner down there and you can find guys that become an impact to your football team. You just got to do a good job of recruiting them.
You bring up a great point, and a lot of people probably never think about that, but the entire process, you don't waste a lot of time. You know what you're going to do. It's the experience of being, you know, talking to people. And like you said, you're a people guy. And if you get around a parent or you get around an athlete, you're going to make sure that they feel as comfortable around them as you do, you know, vice versa. And I know that's been your mantra throughout the years. I mean, you got to treat all people with respect, and certainly, you know, let them know how good your program is and what they're getting into. I mean, and that's something that you've done always, because you've always believed, and you've been at a lot of places along the line to gain experience. You take a look at Ole Miss. I mean, this is a program, like you said in your words, it's a small town environment, but a great environment for education, to live there, for a family, raising a family, because you're doing that as well. Talk about that experience, living in a town like Oxford.
Well, I'll tell you what's really unique and great about Oxford is, you know, it has a really a good small town flavor where guys come here and don't get swallowed up. But it's a big time atmosphere. I mean, you come to Ole Miss, you get an outstanding education. We're doing a tremendous job of seeing our guys through academically. We're only second behind Vanderbilt in our APR, which is really, really great. Guys can come in and achieve, you know, that goes both on and off the field. I mean, and it's phenomenal. And if you want to play big-time college football in a great environment, that's going to educate you, that's going to help you make the transition from a young man to a man, you know, that place that you can come back for the rest of your life. I mean, you got to take a look at Ole Miss. And you look at our head coach now, Coach Matt Luke. What a tremendous candidate, what a tremendous guy to be the head coach at Ole Miss. His entire family, I mean, believe. If you cut them up right now, I mean, they believe the colors of Ole Miss. And he played offensive line here. His brother played quarterback here. His dad played here. And so what a better guy to have in charge of the program than a guy like Matt Luke. And one of the biggest things for me in going out recruiting and forging relationships is I learned to feel comfortable with my head coach and feel proud to go out and attract guys to come to the program and play for them. And I've been fortunate to have it over the years, but certainly have it in our head coach, with Coach Luke. And so it gives me great pleasure to go out on the road and sell Ole Miss and sell our head coach because he's a phenomenal guy. And Ole Miss is a phenomenal product and a phenomenal school.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Wesley McGriff joining us, defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. The SEC, I mean, you've been around, you've been at Auburn, you've been at a lot of programs. That SEC, and especially the West, is a very good sell going on the road because you're not going to find a tougher schedule anywhere. I don't care if you're Vanderbilt, I don't care if you're Auburn, I don't care if you're Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, you're playing everybody, and you're not ducking anybody in your own conference. So talk about that, having to get ready for that every week.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to play in the elite conference. And you want to play in an elite division within the conference, then there's no better place to look than the SEC West. You know, I tell young men and their families in recruiting, there's only three football conferences that really matters. That's the AFC, the NFC, and the SEC. And, I mean, this is the cream of the crop at this level. I mean, you got to play against teams you know that's going to be ranked in the top five, you know, in your side of the division every year. And I tell guys, if you can go week in, week out and play great, you know, against these schools in this league, then you'll get noticed by the next level. And at the same time, it helps them build character, you know, and it helps them learn how to compete and go out and fight the adversity. So this is certainly a tough league. It's a league that if you're a football player and you want to be tested, you want to come and play in this league because your partner's every day at Ole Miss against NFL guys.
Right.
You know, in the secondary right now, we're facing three guys on our roster that will definitely be early picks in the National Football League. So if you can practice against those guys, you'll be game ready. You know, on game day. But this is definitely a tough league. It's very challenging. And, you know, guys that want to be the best, they embrace the competition. They embrace coming into this league.
And you guys have had probably the most success in the conference against Alabama over the last 4 or 5 years. And certainly, I mean, you get them in your place, which is a tough place to play for any opposing team. I mean, that atmosphere alone, talk about that atmosphere, because we got a chance to see it a couple of times and probably very few like it. Talk about coming out when that place is packed.
Well, you know, we have two contests before. We have an opportunity to play, you know, against Alabama. I certainly don't want to look past those two games.
Sure.
You can't win the on the field if you lose the first two games. But when you're talking about two SEC teams matching up, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, I mean, the crowd is unbelievable. The pageantry, the fan support. I mean, there's no really going to fill the stadium week in, week out, you know, like the SEC. And one thing's for certain. If you're playing against somebody in this league, you better be prepared to play with a lot of noise.
Yeah.
You better be prepared to play very physical, and you better be prepared to play for 60 minutes because the guys in this league train for that. They're built for it. And most of the guys grew up in SEC country, and so they know exactly what they're getting into when they sign on the dotted line to play in this league.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Coach, I know you guys got a lot of things going on during the summer, camps and stuff. When does your camp start? This week?
Well, yeah, we'll start this weekend. We have a handful of guys that come in, on Saturday, and we'll start, and we'll go 10 straight days, staying in compliance with the NCAA rules and regulations with regards to camp, and looking forward to a lot of guys coming up from South Florida that's made a commitment to come in and participate in camp, and man, it's going to be exciting just to be out on the field again, be around this young talent. They're so energetic, and just get a chance to work with these guys. And I've always said this, if you can do a tremendous job of recruiting your state and you can win in South Florida, you have a chance to play deep into the season and you have a chance to play great in November, which really matters.
Awesome. Coach, thanks so much. Again, thanks for everything that you do. Best of luck. Can't wait to see you again. You guys doing an awesome job and keep taking our Florida guys.
Thank you, man. If you don't see me down there recruiting, you know, Connor, please somebody kidnap me because I definitely be there every opportunity we get on the road. Because if you're going to win in college football, you have to recruit your home state. You have to be in South Florida. Thank you guys so much and best of luck to you.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much. Wesley McGriff ends with a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.